On our planet, only about 1% of water is freshwater. In our region of North Carolina, the Yadkin River is our principal water source with 5,862 miles of streams and rivers. Because of this huge river basin, about 800,000 to 1 million people get their drinking water from the Yadkin River basin. Some major issues plaguing our river today include contamination by chemicals, coal ash storage, temperature fluctuations, and algae blooms. Algae blooms occur when algae growth is out of control by several factors, including warmer water temperatures, increased nutrients running into the rivers, and runoff of fertilizers or sewage from people or animals. By taking protective measures in our daily practices, both the river and its surrounding ecosystems reap the benefits. What can you do in your everyday practices to help preserve water quality and keep our rivers clean and safe? Properly dispose of hazardous chemicals and use pesticides and fertilizers sparingly to prevent the runoff of chemicals into our streams and rivers. Pick up litter and place it in garbage cans. Participate in river cleanups and share your knowledge with others so they are more aware of environmental concerns. Calculate your nitrogen footprint and determine how you can make it less. Can you reduce your fertilizer use or plant more trees and shrubs? Excess nitrogen runs into our streams and causes algae blooms, which in turn kills fish. Install a rain barrel to catch water and reduce runoff in the streams. Eat locally as much as you can. When food is grown locally, it travels less and has used less carbon dioxide and nitrogen oxide in the process. You can also grow your own food or shop locally at local farms or farmers markets. When planning your landscape, use more native plants. These plants are more adapted to our climate and they require less watering and fertilizing. Planting trees gives so many benefits. Their root system helps prevent runoff, they slow down the flow of rainwater, and they absorb carbon dioxide.